"You are infamous, absolutely infamous," he muttered. "Hush, Alan. You have saved my life," said Dorian. "Your life? Good heavens. What a life that is. You have gone from corruption to corruption, and now you have culminated in crime. In doing what I am going to do, what you force me to do, it is not of your life that I am thinking." "Ah, Alan," murmured Dorian with a sigh, "I wish you had a thousandth part of the pity for me that I have for you." He turned away as he spoke, and stood looking out at the garden. Campbell made no answer. After about 10 minutes, a knock came to the door, and the servant entered, carrying a large mahogany chest of chemicals with a long coil of steel and platinum wire and two rather curiously shaped iron clamps. "Shall I leave the things here, sir?" he asked Campbell. "Yes," said Dorian. "And I'm afraid, Francis, that I have another errand for you. What is the name of the man at Richmond who supplies Selby with orchids? Harden, sir?" "Yes, Harden. You must go down to Richmond at once, see Harden personally, and tell him to send twice as many orchids as I ordered, and to have as few white ones as possible. In fact, I don't want any white ones." "It is a lovely day, Francis, and Richmond is a very pretty place. Otherwise I wouldn't bother you about it." "No trouble, sir. At what time shall I be back?" Dorian looked at Campbell. "How long will your experiment take, Alan?" he said in a calm, indifferent voice. The presence of a third person in the room seemed to give him extraordinary courage. Campbell frowned and bit his lip. "It will take about 5 hours," he answered. "It will be time enough, then, if you are back at 7:30, Francis. Or stay. Just leave my things out for dressing. You can have the evening to yourself. I'm not dining at home, so I shall not want you." "Thank you, sir," said the man, leaving the room. "Now, Alan, there is not a moment to be lost. How heavy this chest is. I'll take it up for you. You'll bring me other things." He spoke rapidly and in an authoritative manner. Campbell felt dominated by him. They left the room together. When they reached the top landing, Dorian took out the key and turned it in the lock. Then he stopped, and a troubled look came into his eyes. He shuddered. "I don't think I can go in, Alan," he murmured. "It is nothing to me. I don't require you," said Campbell coldly. Dorian half opened the door